From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
We'll get back to Bill here in a couple of seconds, probably experiencing some technical difficulties. We have an interview coming up next with Forbes.com senior MLB writer Anthony Watrado. We'll bring him in now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Anthony, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
So first things first, we have a baseball season. I didn't think that we were going to have one for a while. What are your thoughts on the agreement that the players and the owners came up with?
I think it's too bad for the fans that it took this long and that you're only going to get 60 games. But it's good that I think we're having something, because there was a time there where it looked like the stalemate wasn't going to end. Manfred was going to have to just impose the season. That's essentially what we got. There are some concessions here and there from both sides, but essentially what we got is Manfred implementing the season. This looks very similar to what that would have been. I think that it's nice to have it back, but I do think it sets up some pretty contentious negotiations after the following season in 21. I've heard that, this won't carry over. Look, probably more than any other union chief in the history of the players union for Major League Baseball, the owners this year, this spring and summer, galvanized the players to become one and kind of and be steadfast in their beliefs and what they think is right than any of those guys ever have. And so I think that's going to carry over into 2021 and early 22 when these negotiations are happening. So while it's great to have baseball right now, and there's some positives with what the agreement ended up being, such as not expanding the playoffs, it doesn't shine a bright light or give a whole lot of optimism for the next round of negotiations.
It's interesting that you bring up labor issues for next year. As baseball fans, do you think we should be worried that we may not have a season next year?
Next year is fine. The 21 season is going to happen. That follows under the current collective bargaining agreement. That agreement, though, expires in December of 21. So after the World Series, next season, it will expire. So going into the 22 season is when I think there should be a concern that there could be a labor stoppage.
We're talking to Anthony Watrado, senior MLB writer for Forbes.com, still trying to effort Bill some technical issues. Anthony, what do you think about, are they rushing back in to get into play? Should we be worried about the safety of the players, some positive tests, that maybe this deal isn't 100% ironclad when it comes to COVID?
Yeah, I think so. Look, the bottom line is you cannot put these guys in a bubble the way they're going to do it, where they're traveling from city to city and different hotels and different personnel in different cities. It's not a bubble. You can try to call it that, but it's not. And what we're seeing right now with the PGA Tour is every other day, someone who's involved, whether it be personnel, a caddy, a player, is testing positive. Somebody new tested positive today and have to withdraw from the current tournament. So they're similar to Major League Baseball in that they're a kind of a traveling show where it's not just in one hub city like the NBA is going to be. And the NBA is even having issues with what the definition of their bubble is right now. So Yeah, I think it's absolutely a concern, especially when teams are going to be playing games in states like Florida and Texas and Arizona. Not to mention Southern California, all hot spots right now across the country. And then the idea that major league teams may be able to dictate if they have fans in the stadium, that's just absolutely ridiculous. You can't allow them to make that decision, because the owners have proven time and time again that when money's on the table, they're going to go get it. They're going to grab. You can say, hey, that stove is hot, don't touch it, but you put a dollar bill on there, they're going to go get it. So if you put that decision in their hands and they do it, you're risking an outbreak there. And what that does, and look, I understand fans want to go out and they want to do things and they want to see baseball, and that's all fine and good. I want that also. But what happens with an outbreak, aside from the health and safety concerns of the public, not just within Major League Baseball, but in the city that it happens in, is that you risk shutting down the season and not finishing these 60 games. And that should be a big concern also.
Anthony, Bill Michaels, and I'm back. Got some of the technical issues worked out. I wanted to go back over some of the things that Rick Schlesinger had stated about opening things up like restaurants in parks. If you're not going to put fans in the stands, you're still adhering to the guidelines of, say, the city of Milwaukee, we'll say, putting fans back in the pro shops. Is it? And I agree with you. If they can open it back up, if they can make money, that's the way they're going to do it, because they're going to do everything they can to try to break even. And they have had some personnel test positive, as David Stern says, for COVID. My question becomes, you know, and I said I'm probably going to get one or two teams that are going to have 15 players or more that have an outbreak. Do you see this season being shut down at all?
I'm with you, Bill. Everything you said, I agree with. And I do think there is going to be an outbreak. I think it's kind of inevitable. How that affects the entire season, Major League Baseball doesn't know that yet. But I think if they allow fans in, it's going to happen. I don't think that's a question. It's just a matter of when. I think if they don't allow the fans in, I think you probably have an outbreak. It may be a little more contained, and maybe a little bit smaller. But I do agree with you that, you know, if you have 10 guys in one club, or 10 people within the organization who are moving around with that club, so whether it be, you know, four or five players and then some player personnel, a trainer or something like that, then what happens? Because that team has to basically shut down, because what you would want to do is quarantine all the entire rest of that organization who has been around those players, which means the people that the teams are playing against can't play them. So I think the risk is, if you're not careful enough, and we're kind of learning this thing as we go, like the PGA is really the barometer right now, is that when that happens, what's your reaction going to be? Do you pause play for a little while? And obviously we don't want to play the regular season past September. That's the whole reason we got 60 games in the first place. I personally think it's going to be very difficult to finish the season. I wouldn't say 100%. I think it's not going to finish, but I am very skeptical that they can play through the regular season and the postseason without a stoppage.
Talking with Anthony Witrado, senior MLB writer for Forbes.com. You can follow him at @awitrado on Twitter. One of the things that David Stern says is, hey, it's 60 games, but it's not a mad dash to the finish. My question is, you got a guy like Orlando Arcia, and this was the topic of conversation yesterday, where you get off to a slow start, and he's been a traditional slow starter, a guy that hits for the first 2 months, say 180, 190. How long can you stick with a guy like that? I mean, if you're winning, it's one thing, but at some point, you're going to have to pull the plug much sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I disagree with Stearns on that. I don't know what he would consider a sprint. When you're used to 162 games, 60 is a sprint. You know, maybe it's the 200 instead of the 100, but it's still a sprint. So, you know, you get off to a good start over the first few weeks, and that can carry you through. I mean, we've seen it with teams before going into the trade deadline. The Brewers included got off to a hot start a couple years ago, I think, for the first month, and were contenders going into July, and they you know, waffled on what they were going to do with the trade deadline. The San Francisco Giants have done the same thing. And come September, neither of those teams were really close to the postseason, and they played baseball under 500 for the rest of the year. So we see those things happening every season. It's normal for Major League Baseball because it's such a long year. And when you have a guy who starts slow, you really have to consider taking him out of the lineup, I think, on an everyday basis, because if he helps set you back in a hole, it could be hard to recover from, just like the other teams can kind of ride out a hot start. An early hole is really difficult to dig yourself out of over the course of 60 games. I think the teams who are best equipped to handle this are teams who sort of play the platoon style, where they have a deep bench, and that tends to be National League teams more, just because of the DH and all of that. But I think those teams are probably best equipped roster-wise for this kind of year, because if guys do slump, there are replacements around.
Wanted to ask you as well, you mentioned the trade deadline. What do you think it's going to be like? I mean, let's just say that you start to see escalation in cases of COVID and you're considering a trade. I can't imagine you're going to give up a bunch of prospects for a high-end guy, for a rental player, when it could be a week, it could be a month. You're not really sure what the season's going to bring because of the uncertainty. You know what I mean?
I totally hear you. The market will be bared out. It just kind of depends on what you think a guy is worth at that point, and if a team is willing to budge on him. It's a really tricky situation with all of this. And the trade deadline is only a month into the season, and then you have a month after to kind of figure out, okay, to integrate this guy and make it work. I think one of the interesting things is, in that first month, if there is a mini outbreak, will teams be, like, say there's a free agent on the Baltimore Orioles, and the Orioles have a little outbreak, you know, say 2-3 weeks into the season, and it doesn't affect said player who's on the trade block, but will teams be willing to trade for that player who might be a difference maker, given that he's been around that? I think there's a whole lot of factors that we don't see at this point that we'll see closer to that deadline. But how the market dictates itself is going to be really interesting, because I think there's going to be, I would say you're going to have 3/4 of the league thinking they can make the playoffs come August, the end of August.
Anthony, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for putting up with the technical issues early on, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
No problem, Bill. Anytime.
Appreciate it. There you go. Anthony Wetrato, senior MLB writer for Forbes.com, and you can read his stuff there. You can also catch him on Twitter at A. Wetrato, at A. Wetrato, W-I-T-R-A-D-O, at A. Wetrato on Twitter. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. If you are going to get out, you're going to do some social distancing, some wind therapy, and you're just looking to be free. There's nothing that says freedom on the open road like a new Harley-Davidson. Our friends at a Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they still have bike nights coming up. The next one, by the way, is going to be July 8th. Cherry Pie is going to rock the house from 6 to 9, so if you want to stop out and check that out. But you can shop online, or you can go in. The selection of new bikes, whether it's gloss or flat finishes, colors, flat blacks, glossy blacks, chrome, blacked out, whatever it is, they've got it. And my God, the 2020s are hot if you haven't seen them yet. They've got those new higher horsepower engines as well. And the Harley-Davidsons, there's a whole huge stock of them out there at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc, right off of 94 on 67. Go in and see my buddy Craig. He's the GM. They've got great salespeople. If you need to make a deal, Craig's your guy. If you want to find out what the value of your bike currently is, they offer free evaluations out there as well. Plus, if maybe you're looking for motor clothes, whether it's motor clothes, leathers, helmets, shoes, jackets, they have a huge selection, jewelry as well. They got a really good selection of guys and girls jewelry out there, Harley jewelry. So stop out Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, Highway 67 in Oconomowoc. You can shop some of their inventory online. Go to WisconsinHarley.com. That's WisconsinHarley.com. But the big thing right now, they're looking for used bikes. If you're looking to sell, if you're looking to see what your value is, go out there and get it checked out right here, right now. And don't forget, coming up, they got a Wednesday night bike night on July 8th. July 8th, Wednesday night bike night is back. Cherry Pie is going to be rocking the house. That's Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Get out of the house and go to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and see my buddy Craig and everybody out there. When we come back, I want to go over some of the things we just discussed and some of the things that we talked with Anthony Wetrato about and some of the things that David Stearns and Rick Schlesinger said as well. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
tell me how to live my life.
Welcome back. Hey, grilling season is here. We all know that. We're in the heart of the summer now, and it's going to be warm, 80s pretty much the next week or so. It's going to be warmer. Scholze Family Farms Beef, they have the mouthwatering meats that your grill and your family deserve. The Scholze family, they've been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbird, Wisconsin for three generations. A wide variety of steaks, roasts, ground beef, even tasty beef snacks. It's all just a mouse click away. Go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That's ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. If you don't want to venture out, that's great. They can bring it right to you. You can sign up for a recurring delivery subscription based upon your preferences. Your shipment is then packed in dry ice, and it arrives on your doorstep in just a couple of days. Or you can go and order a customized curated box, and that's a great way to try the awesome beef before making a commitment to their subscription. And that's awesome because that gives you a chance to try everything. The next time you think of great beef, think of Scholze Family Beef. High-quality, pasture-raised beef from the Wisconsin family farm to your family table. So place your order at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And they got a high demand right now. A lot of people listening to the program have been going there. So some items may be on a back order. So just check the website when you go there for availability. That, again, is Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. So some of the things that I want to talk about, I want to go over this. Out of everything that David Stearns and Rick Schlesinger, when you heard, and we're going to hear the remainder of their Zoom conference call with the media coming up here in just a little bit, but out of everything you've heard so far, is there anything that caught your ear? I mean, we've talked about the fact that the players are going to come in on July 1st. They're all going to have intake testing. The workouts begin on July 4th. There's going to be 45 players at Miller Park in the Major League Baseball camp. 60 players total, but 45 at Miller Park. And what they're going to do is they're going to stagger workouts. Because remember, when they're at spring training, they've got five or six fields that they can work out on for many different things, whether it's pitching or fielding or hitting and batting practice and all that kind of stuff. Well, you can't do that at Miller Park. You have one field. So they're going to stagger the workouts, and all these players are going to have a shot at making that opening 30-day roster. The remainder of the players and the remainder of the workouts, they're going to host in Appleton at the Timber Rattler Stadium. But also under the guidelines of Milwaukee, right now, they cannot have fans in the stands. They will, however, next week, open up the pro shop, the fan store, and also the new restaurant. The restaurant to be named later is going to be opening up here in a couple of weeks as well. And again, it will all be under the guidelines of what is acceptable in the city of Milwaukee. However, if you caught what Rick Schlesinger had to say, they believe that they are eventually going to have fans in the stands. So it's not going to be full. He said, obviously, we're not going to get back to a 30-plus thousand fans packing it in. But he didn't give an estimate. But you would assume that with social distancing, it's, like I mentioned yesterday, probably about 10,000, something like that, that they'll probably be allowed to back in, maybe a third of what it is the place holds. So anyway, that was some good news. And then in addition to that, they did say, for those that had questions about it, that it does – not put off the name change for an additional year. American Family Field will happen in 2021. David Stearns did express that he likes the rule change, specifically in extra innings. When you talk about starting a man at second base, he said that one of the things is difficult if you go 14, 15, 16 innings. It's very difficult for your bullpen to recover and be ready to play the next day. And in a shortened season, it will at least supposedly take some of the strain off of your bullpen and off of your pitching staff. The other thing that they did make a note of is that there is a furloughed workforce at Miller Park that they are talking business-wise about opening day credits and refunds, and they're going to be reaching out to many of you buyers who have tickets and season tickets and group tickets and partial tickets over the next 72 hours. Most fans, though, as Rick Schlesinger has said, have asked for credits versus refunds, which I find is very interesting because there's a lot of fans that were really upset with, upset with baseball for what went on, and they said, I'm not coming back, but apparently the majority are. And the other thing is that the schedule has not been released. As soon as the Major League Baseball Players Association and Major League Baseball agree, that's when they will release this. But also, there are people in the organization that have tested positive for COVID. David Stearns did not elaborate, but just did say that they are all asymptomatic. So that's just recapping. We're going to hear more of that coming up here in just a little bit. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at the Traeger Grill, the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And I love this thing. Stop over to see my buddy Ben over there at Ace Hardware in Wauwatosa. Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware, and they will get you all set up. Those grills are fantastic. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Station strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and coming up here momentarily, we're going to hear the final portion of the conversation between the media, some of the questions, David Stearns, the general manager and president of baseball operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, also Rick Schlesinger from the business side of things. We're going to hear that conversation coming up here in just a moment. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. At Quick Trip today, don't forget they got the Dunkin' Donuts, the Glazers. Right now, they got them on special all the way through July 4th. So if you've been thinking about going in and getting some of those good things, oh, my goodness, the Glazers, $1.99 a half dozen. $1.99 a half dozen. $1.99 is kind of a theme over there right now. Use your Quick Rewards card. Start earning some points and cash back. And the Nature's Touch milk, the Nature's Touch Grade A butter, the Ellsworth cheese curds, also all on special for just $1.99. That is from our friends over there at Quick Trip, who, by the way, we had a terrific time last night. Had so much fun. And I wanted to say thanks to Boone and everybody at Bunkers. Yesterday afternoon, after I got off the air in Wausau, had a chance to go out and play Bunkers Tribute Golf Course. Great time. Great course. I mean, it was really in good shape. We had a lot of fun. I personally played like crap. I had, I think, on the front, there's only nine, but on the nine holes that I played, I think I had three pars. I was either hitting sevens or fours. That was it. I did have one par three that I parred, but not a great day at the office, so to speak, if golf course was my office. But I had a wonderful time. Great friends, Scott and Dwayne and Justin and such came along for the ride. And thanks to Boone and his staff out there at Bunkers Tribute Golf Course. And they're a great sponsor of the program in Wausau as well. So thanks to them. And I know they had they shut it down food-wise because of a COVID scare. It was only precautionary because somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody came in contact. So they wanted to make sure that their customers were safe. So don't let that freak you out. They're just doing the right thing. And it's just good, good people. And continue to support local. And thanks to them. And thanks to everybody that showed up yesterday, speaking of Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery for our cigar dinner yesterday. God, that was so much fun. That Trails End Supper Club, they gave us great food. The prime rib was out of this world. That twice-baked baked potato mash thing that they had was fantastic. And then we had so much fun storytelling last night and a lot of laughs, and it just continues to get better. By the way, if you want to get involved, we're coming back to Wausau in September, so look for that. And then also, we've got a golf and cigar dinner package that is on sale right now. The tickets for this are on sale August 3rd, we're going to be at Ironwood Golf Course. If you can buy the tickets online, great. Otherwise, go see Mike Lehman, the GM over there at Ironwood Golf Course, and get them while they last because this will sell out because the price is so good. But we're going to have a great time on August 3rd as well, so check that out. So let's do this. Let's wrap this up because David Stearns, Rick Schlesinger, we're taking questions from the media regarding the restart 2.0, if you will, of the baseball season, both business-wise and baseball-wise. So let's take a listen to the end of this conversation, and then we'll discuss.
Great. And a final question for both of you. We'll start with Rick on this, the same question. We've now been shut down for over 3 months, but there is a stake in the ground now, July 23, July 24, that we are all aiming for. How does it feel to finally have that stake in the ground and be working towards that date and working towards an opening day? Rick, do you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I can tell you that, you know, we are, as much as all the fans are, you know, not you know, we're ready to move on from the negotiations with the PA and, you know, all the back and forth and the issues associated with that. And you know, sometimes things get messy, but at the end of the day, to have the season start is a tremendous accomplishment. Baseball historically has been a very important part of the fabric of this country and has been instrumental in healing the country through times of crisis. And this is a different kind of crisis. This is not 9/11, this is not World War, but it's a crisis that's affected all of us. And I really think we, as you know, participants in this pastime, you know, have an obligation to the country and to the fans to provide, you know, this game and the enjoyment and bring connectivity to people who may differ vastly politically, but love baseball. And I am personally, you know, it's a thrill actually to be able to say that we're going to be starting games at the end of July. And it's a testament to a lot of hard work on both sides of the aisle that we are here. And, you know, I really think this is an opportunity for baseball to shine and help heal the country and provide some excitement and distractions from stressful existence that we're all going through. So personally, I'm very excited, looking forward to a tremendous season. And I think, you know, baseball resonates. And I think from our perspective, it's going to be different, but it's still going to be a great game, great season.
David?
Every season is sacred. And as we've gone through this, the prospect of potentially losing an entire season for a lot of us was really tough to wrap our heads around, I think. You don't know how many seasons you actually get for any of us. We all have a finite amount of time we get to spend in the game. To know we're going to have a season, it's really important. And I think it's important to everyone who's associated with the game. Yes, it's going to be a different season, but it's going to be meaningful. It is a Major League Baseball season and it carries that weight with it. So, I'm very excited, that we're going to have a season, that we're aiming, for a season. I think it's important that we do what we can to make this work and make this happen. And we're certainly going to give it our best effort.
So there you go. Just kind of wrapping things up and putting the bow on it, so to speak. What does it mean? As Rick Schlesinger said, look, you know, baseball has been the fabric in this country and a part of that fabric for so many reasons, to kind of keep things going and keep things together. And that's kind of the responsibility they feel. And as he had mentioned, you can't get around it in any way, shape, or form. He said, look, we're ready to move on with all of the player negotiations and such, and just getting back to being part of the fabric of the country. So, and then from the baseball point of view, just they're excited to get back. Obviously, they know, we know the times in which we live. As baseball is coming back, okay, now think of this. As baseball is coming back, Florida and Texas are closing down. It was announced today that both governors have stated they're closing down bars and restaurants, alcohol sales, open alcohol sales. They're shutting down everything. Many outdoor gatherings of over 100 people, unless local officials are approving it, are now being shut back down again. Bars must close at noon on Friday today. The reduction in restaurant capacity takes effect on Monday. And they down there, restaurants were opening up at about 50% capacity. Restaurants were at 75%, and now they're shutting it down. So in areas where it was supposed to go away when the warm weather hit, it's not true. It's worse than ever. And they're hitting all-time highs when it comes to spikes, and they're really afraid that they're going to start to put a strain again on the healthcare system for people that are not only testing positive but then beginning to show signs. So we get all of this, and we get good news. I remain cautiously optimistic, might be the best way to put it, that we're actually going to get a full season of baseball. I really remain skeptical when it comes to football. I really do. They are putting teams in a bubble for the NBA. And by the way, the breaking news out of the NBA today was that 16 players out of 302 that have reported, 16 of them have tested positive as the tests come back. And as always, breaking news in the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Podference. Go listen to radio.com/Dell. That's radio.com/Dell. 16 out of 302, that's about 5%. 5% of players have tested positive, which is a little bit higher right now than the national average. But in the southern states, it's gone up dramatically. So it's about where you would figure. So you're going to, and as David Stearns had mentioned earlier in the the discussion, he said they do have some organizational personnel that have tested positive. He did emphasize they are all asymptomatic. He did not specify if it was a player or a front office or management or just a business end worker. They didn't specify, but nevertheless, even the Brewers have been hit with the coronavirus when it comes to somebody testing positive. And then some of the things they did make a mention of is they're going to try to open up the restaurant here in mid-July. They're going to open up the team store next week. They want to try to get back to a sense of normalcy, but you continue to got to be vigilant. You continue to try to socially distance yourself and stay, you know, stop the spread or stay as far away from some people as you possibly can. They do anticipate at some point, if the numbers continue to go in the right direction in the city of Milwaukee, that they will bring fans back into Miller Park, which is another reason some fans have stated that they just want credits for their tickets. They do not want to just kind of get a refund. The one interesting idea was for some of the people that are faithful fans that are continually going to games over and over and over again and have these streaks of going to games, that the fans would be able to take pictures of themselves, submit them. The Brewers would then blow them up, and then they would tape them into the stands or something to actually, when they show the games on television, some of those fans would still be in their seats. They're still present. They're just not there in life form because of the COVID virus, but they're still represented as their continuous game for baseball games at Miller Park. The streak continues. So David Stearns was emphatic in saying it's a 60-game schedule. You're waking up in the middle of the season. It's a race for the championship, but it's not a mad dash to the finish line. 60 games is still a lot of season. Yes, they're deep. Yes, they're prepared for the DH. That would, as he put it, would allow us to get some regulars some rest, but still keep their bats in the lineup. And the biggest challenge right now is not the rules, but more so the environment, as just as an industry as a whole, trying to keep everyone safe. But being shut down for over 3 months, and now you're getting ready for opening day, they just want to get past all the ugliness that was in negotiations and get on to baseball. So a really, really good listen and interesting conversation and back and forth with the media there. So just to kind of put a bow on that entire discussion, I thought it was pertinent to do that. When we come back, a couple things to touch on, just news related, because in case you haven't seen it on social media, pictures are floating around. We'll discuss that. And also, one longtime NBA veteran is calling it a career. After the top of the hour, Kevin Holden, the sports director for CBS 58 in Milwaukee, we're going to get his thoughts. He was actually in on the Zoom conference, which was going on at the start of this program. He was in on it and had a couple of questions, and we'll get his reaction to both what David Stearns and Rick Schlesinger had to say today in regards to Brewers baseball. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. Don't forget, right now, wherever you can hear this message, probably more so in the upper Midwest, but all around, one thing you can do is continue to shop local, continue to support farmers, continue to support those refinery workers, because unleaded 88 and E85, they are fuels for your car that are produced by farmers and manufactured right here in the state of Wisconsin and the surrounding areas, and it's good for the environment as well. So remember, continue to buy local and, excuse me, support local businesses. It really is, when you think about it, it's an easy decision. If you know that you're going to get everything equal on all sides, but you're going to keep the money in the economy right here, you do that, right? I think we all would. We all want to make sure. Look, farming is a part of this upper Midwest and specifically the state of Wisconsin. It just is. It's what we were grown up, kind of grew up on. And you need to continue to support it. It's an industry that needs you. And if you can do your part, If your car is less than 18 years old, it can almost certainly run on unleaded 88. And if it has E85 badging, the flex fuel badging on the back of it or on the gas cap, you can run that as well. Visit abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org for all the information. And don't miss a chance to be an advocate for the farmers and the workers. Learn more at abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. Couple of things we'll discuss when we come back. The picture that's on the internet and a longtime vet of the NBA calling it a career. We'll tell you who. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are with us, as always, and we certainly appreciate you being here. A couple of pieces of breaking news. One, the Indianapolis 500 is going to be run in August, and they are going to do it without 50% of the fans. Now, the good news is 50% will be there, but that might be a little bit optimistic, but they are going to do it without 50% of their fans in the stands. So that's good news, I guess, to a certain extent, the fact that they're actually going to run it. But nevertheless, only 50% of the fans are going to be in the stands. Also, longtime NBA veteran Vince Carter. Remember that name? He's been around like 57 years. Retiring from the NBA. Has decided to call it a career. So he is stepping away. And then the last piece of news, if you saw the picture that's been going viral all over the internet, has been out of the world of NASCAR, and it is the noose that they have a picture of. The NASCAR reveals the picture of the noose and the reason the concern was real. Now, you can see it clearly in the picture. It's a rainy day. Somebody took a picture from inside kind of the garage looking out, and it's fashioned as, say, a hangman's noose. Okay, no doubt. The one thing that the FBI determined was Bubba Wallace was not a victim of the hate crime, and that's the reason, because the noose had been on that garage door, and I guess they have evidence of this, since October of 2019, since October of last year. And in hindsight, they should have used, as they put it, used the word alleged in their statement when it comes to the alleged picture with the noose and the hate crime and such. Bubba Wallace has stated, on CNN, he was just on earlier today and stated that, it wasn't directed at me, but it was a noose. And I said this before. I said, look, if you don't know who's in that garage, you don't know who made it and why. Look, it's a hangman's noose. There's no doubt about that. You can look at it and see it. I told you yesterday, I used to make them all the time. Not because of a racial thing. It was just, as a kid growing up, it was in Westerns, when the bad guy, catch the bad guy. And it's not the easiest thing in the world to make, as a matter of fact. But it was when they used it to catch the bad guys. And then, that was what they used when they, delivered punishment to criminals. So to me, it never represented that portion of the racial issue. But nevertheless, I understand the original concern, because when you look at it, you're like, oh my God, when you walk in, is this something directed towards Bubba Wallace? His crew was right to bring it to the attention of NASCAR. Once the investigation got underway, it is what it is. It's been there for more than a few months. And Bubba Wallace did not find out his garage assignment until 6 to 7 days prior to his arrival with Talladega. So it wasn't like it was left over last year for him this year. So there was no way to say that he was being singled out, because nobody even knew he was going to be there. And apparently they had other evidence that showed that that noose was there back in October of last year. There are some people that are just still wanting to bang that drum, and I get it. But in this particular case, it's not going to happen. Okay, there's no evidence of a hate crime. There's no evidence of hate or anything there. It just is what it is. So anyway, that being said, So that piece of news and such came out today as well. But just a lot of different breaking news pieces, including the fact that 16 players out of 302 have tested positive for the coronavirus coming back to the bubble that is the NBA. 16 players out of 302 have tested positive. And all the breaking news brought to you by our friends over at the Dell Business Technologies Small Business Podference. You can listen to it on the radio.com app. Go to radio.com/Dell. That is radio.com/Dell. So you're all caught up on a lot of the different happenings today, I guess is the best way to put it. And we're going to talk more about the press conference that was held via Zoom today with David Stearns of the Brewers and Rick Schlesinger of the Brewers as we bring in Kevin Holden from CBS 58, who was a part of that a little bit earlier today. So we'll talk with Kevin coming up here in just a few minutes after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show is coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.